99.7 KFRC, Bay Area's classic hits, Thelma Houston at 8:12 with Cammy and Dean. Sunny and warm, nice today, gorgeous.
Well, he's a little bit tardy today, but that's okay. Perez Hilton of my favorite gossip site, PerezHilton.com, is with us, and I got to sleep in, I guess, after going all over the place, Toronto Film Festival and everything.
You know, I got back at midnight last night, so it's like travel has killed me.
But you hobnobbed with so many celebrities at the Toronto Film Festival. Why don't you dish a little?
Brad Pitt was there, but I didn't get to hobnob with him, you know, because he was being all Brad Pitt and going to benefits for starving children. I'm like, why can't you go out and party like Vince Vaughn did?
Were you partying with Vince?
No, I wasn't partying with him, but I was partying around him.
You were in his orbit.
I was. He showed up at a party that I was at around 3 a.m. on Friday. He was a late night guy. You know, noticeably absent from his large posse was Jennifer Aniston, which really got me to start thinking, you know, there have been talks, they're engaged, but other reports saying they've already even broken up. I'm more inclined now to believe that they're broken up because, you know, the two of them began this year pretty inseparable. You know, Jennifer went to Vegas to spend New Year's with Vince to ring in the year and support him for his comedy show. She went with him to Aspen for the Aspen Comedy Festival. They were all over the place. Now they haven't even been seen together in a while. In fact, when those whole engagement rumors came out, Jennifer spoke to People magazine and denied them vehemently and said, you know, Vince and I are just being. You're just being silly.
Yeah.
I don't think they're together anymore.
Now, have you gotten any inside scoop on the new Britney K-Fed baby?
Have we got a name?
I haven't heard. Well, I heard a name, but it's not confirmed yet. I don't even remember what it is. Something like Sutton. I heard Sutton. S-U-T-T-O-N. But that just was a random reader, and I don't know. That could have been. They could have been making it up.
Yeah. I was hoping she would name it Eminem. Wouldn't that just be a slap in K-Fed's face?
Well, I don't care whatever she calls it. It'll still be small fry to me.
That's right. Dean, on PerezHilton.com,
yes.
He's always referred to the first baby, Sean P, is tater tot. And so this one is small fry. Now, Perez, what is going on with Lindsay Lohan constantly forgetting her undergarments?
Let me just tell you something. That picture is not Photoshopped.
Okay.
That is a real picture. I can't reveal my sources, but it was sent to me by, whatever, I could reveal my sources. I'm not going to say who, though. Like, it was sent to me by a journalist in the UK, where she is.
Wow.
You know, it's a friend of mine who works at one of the magazines there. He was one of the photo editors.
Too
like,
funny.
They're like, oh my God, can you believe this? I'm like, no. Are you sure this is real? They're like, no, this is real. Poor Lindsay. She's got attention deficit disorder, but like, she just needs our attention a lot.
Yeah, she does. It's reverse. And she's turning into Stalker Channing. Like, the way every time I see her, she looks older and older.
Yeah.
Well, now, is she engaged?
No, they're not engaged, but she's just like, you know, likes to play with the public and keeps wearing all these different rings on all her different fingers and blah, 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 blah.
Well, I guess you can say she certainly is entertaining. She never leaves us wanting more.
I'm actually bored with her already at this
really?
Point.
Really? All right, who do you enjoy covering right now?
Well, I'm kind of very fascinated in a morbid, sad, tragic kind of way by the whole Anna Nicole Smith.
Oh, that's
what do you think really, really happened there?
The latest is, you know, according to many people, the coroner of the Bahamas is saying that her son did not die by natural means, meaning not like homicide or foul play, but there are other factors involved. According to some press reports in the Bahamas, you know, he was seen vomiting violently before he passed away, and that afterwards there was blood and vomit all over the room. So that doesn't sound like somebody who just like had a heart attack or something. Like, speculation coming from media reports in the Bahamas is that he may have had an overdose on antidepressants.
Yeah, but you take those once a day. Could this be a suicide?
It may have been.
I just feel so bad for Anna Nicole. I mean, I can't even imagine going through being so exhausted from having a baby, and then your son dies in front of you. It's just too much to comprehend.
But she's lucky herself to be alive. You know, she's overdosed herself. I don't know if you remember, but I do, because I was on an A&E biography on Anna Nicole Smith. I'm like, I studied up on her. She had an overdose in the 90s and was hospitalized, and thankfully didn't die.
Right.
You know, she's been arrested for drunk driving. You know, she's led a very tumultuous life. And, of course, you know, sometimes, unfortunately, that stuff passes on to your kids.
Yep.
Well, for more insight and always the freshest celebrity juice, PerezHilton.com. And, Perez, thanks so much for joining us. We'll let you get back to sleep.
No, I'm going to work now.
All right.
Okay. Go to work. We need to read more dirt.
All right. Have a good day.
Perez Hilton.